need this win, you know. We got a lot of losses.
Yeah, we got a lot of losses. Come on, start winning.
That's what we're here for, guys, to win.
Welcome to the Drop Podcast. This is a podcast that's dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. Well, Game 3 was last night of the Western Conference Finals against the San Jose Sharks and the St. Louis Blues. Both teams looking to take a 2-1 edge in this series. The Sharks have played very consistent throughout three games, not really changed up much, looked about the same. The Blues, on the other hand, have looked about the same, which is not good. They did last night for the first 10 minutes. 12 minutes of the game, they looked really good. I mean, they looked like they were a team that wanted to win, and after that, it all fell apart.
I think the other thing, too, Kenny, is that the Sharks defensemen have done a nice job blocking shots. Pollock a couple of times.
Here's Hurdle with a drive. He scores!
Well, the Blues had plenty of time with the puck, and then this turnover right there. Long pass goes the other way. Joe Thornton, Pavelski, Hurdle, great shot to give them the 1-0 lead.
The Blues needed to get a quick jump and get a goal or two to get up on San Jose, and it would have totally changed the game, but it didn't happen. Thomas Hertl gets his fourth goal of the playoffs, assisted by Pavelski, number 7, his assist of the playoffs. Thornton gets his 9th assist of the playoffs, and this was with 4 minutes and 7 seconds left in the first period. That's the way it would end, 1-0. Going into the second period, but the Blues come back and start something good in the second period and get a goal. No, it wouldn't happen. The Sharks attack again.
Here comes Couture. For Donskoy, he scores!
A lateral pass, and Donskoy in his own zone right there gets a stick on it. Now here they come. He didn't sit back. He joined the rush. The Blues forwards all got caught, and Donskoy with the finish.
So San Jose takes an even bigger lead. Donskoy gets his 4th goal of the playoffs, assisted by Logan Couture, his 13th of the playoffs, and that was 11 minutes and 44 seconds into the second period. San Jose just kept the pressure on the Blues and wouldn't allow the Blues to do the dump and chase into San Jose zone. And San Jose took opportunities and made the most of them. So into the second period and out of the second period, the Blues are losing 2-0. Would they come back and get some goals and make this a strong game? We all know the answer to that.
For Thornton, deflected back behind the net by Schwartz. Now it's Thornton once again. Here is Hurdle with a shot. He scores! His second of the game. 3-0 San Jose.
The Blues were not able to keep their dominance going on the road in San Jose last night. So San Jose takes a 2-1 lead in the series, and game 3 will be played Saturday, San Jose, at 7:15 Eastern. But before we get into that, let's hear what the Blues players had to say, and also Ken Hitchcock.
Good things throughout the game, just didn't do it consistently enough. They're a good team. They're gonna spend some time in our zone too. We got to find a way to limit their quality scoring chances, and then when we do get a shift in their end, to build off a little bit more and try to find ways to create a little bit more offense.
Your offense has been so potent throughout the playoffs. What's been going on these last 3 games that's been missing that you think you guys can fix?
Yeah, there's a few different things. We're getting chances. I got to find a way to beat the goalie. Get a little more traffic. Bounces and rebounds are there. They just seem to not be finding our tape right now, not hitting the back of the net. So got to look at some things. Look at adjust them a little bit and find ways to create a little bit more and find some open space in the offensive zone and be able to get those second and third chances a little bit more.
Does it start in the D zone though? It looks like you're coughing the puck up like it's a hot potato. Just want to get rid of it. Get in the flow.
Yeah, I mean, we got to find a better way to execute coming out of our zone with a little bit more speed to help us when we get in the O-zone. They're a quick team. They're back checking hard, so we got to find a way to get ahead of that a little bit, make some smarter decisions with the puck, and that'll allow us to get in the O-zone a little bit easier.
Caden, you played 2 7-game series now, and it seems like they're just wanting to grind you guys down. Is it just tough to find that extra right now when it's on the grind, and that's the kind of game they're trying to play here?
Yeah, I think both teams are trying to do that. Right now, they might be executing a little bit better than we are. But obviously, that's both teams' game plan. They want to try to spend some time in the offensive zone and wear them down a little bit. And it seems like they're spending a little bit more time in the ozone than we'd like. And we've got to find a way to fix that and make a little bit more tape-to-tape passes with some support to help out a little bit. And but both teams are trying to do the same thing.
Did you feel like you let Wells down again tonight, too?
Yeah. Made some big saves and just allowed too many quality scoring chances and let some guys get open a little bit, and we got to fix that, and we also got to score some goals to help him out as well.
Well, he's made a few big saves at key moments. He's had a little help from his post friends there of posting out rather than posting in, but you know, we just haven't created enough quality chances to really test him and make him make, you know, save after save when what we can do when we're really on our game. And the result has been a couple scoreless games for us. It's not the way we're going to win games. We need to get back onto our method and our ways. And when we do that, we're gonna have success. It's 2-1 them. We got to park this again and you know, find a way as a group here to bind together and get out of you know, this goalless streak, and then open up the floodgates. Hopefully, when we find a way to get one, probably going to be a real ugly one.
In the season, when you went through spurts like this, how did the team respond to, you know, this kind of adversity?
I can't even put that into perspective. I haven't thought that far back, but I know that we've done a good job in the playoffs of, you know, when we haven't played well, we've parked it and we've come out with good efforts and played better the next game. You know, limiting mistakes and playing together as a group is what we've done and made us to the conference finals here, and that's the way we're going to have to play if we want to get out of the conference finals. And we're being tested, and now we need to you know, really stick to what's got us here, and if we do that, we'll enjoy a little bit more success.
I totally agree with the Blues players. They're not getting enough chances. They're putting some pucks on the net, and the pucks just are not going in, but they still are not getting enough chances. They're not spending enough time in the San Jose end to get enough chances, and they need to be able to get San Jose out of their own zone. Let's hear from Ken Hitchcock about the game.
We're the first team of these two teams that's taken the bump now. Somebody had to be down 2-1. Neither one of us have experienced that, so we're going to have to deal with it, but it's still only 2-1. And we had a lot of good things today. Our fourth line was incredible. Looks like we got a real viable line that can play a lot more minutes if the coach is a little smarter. And we got something going there. We got more participants. But what we really need is for a clearer understanding with some of our players who have in some ways had it a little bit their own way. This is harder because the team we're playing is fully committed to checking. Every player is. And it's going to be really difficult for both teams to score. And they got the lead, and that second goal was the killer for us right now. And that's how fine the line is right now.
Clearly it's a team game. But I wanted to ask you about Tarasenko. What can happen to get him going offensively, since he's your biggest scorer from the regular season? You guys aren't scoring that much.
Well, the thing that could help him, we can't give him, which is more experience. Can't give it to him. He's learning hard lessons, like any young player. Robbie's learning it. Perico's learning it. Vladdy's learning some really hard lessons. The playoffs are for veteran players, and the veteran players on both teams have this thing dialed up. They know they're not giving much room to us. We're trying not to give. We gave up, 14 shots today? And as you experience this as a younger player, you're going to have to learn to fight through a lot if you expect to score. And we would like him to learn that lesson a day from now, but we're not sure that on the time frame. Some guys never learn it. Some guys can't do it. Some guys learn that lesson and they really become accomplished players, especially scoring players. But he is going to have to fight through everything if he expects to score a goal and contribute offensively. And there's some days that he's going to end up being an effective player and not even get a point, but he's going to have an understanding of what it takes to play at this time of year in the conference final with 100% commitment on the other side and still be an effective player.
Tarasenko not scoring is definitely not from a lack of effort. I have watched him in all three of these games. He is working his butt off. He's just being double-teamed, triple-teamed, which means somebody's open. Somebody's open somewhere. So I would not put these losses off on Tarasenko. And if anybody does, you got to have more than one score in the playoffs to be effective. And the Blues have had more than one score in the past series. So let's not put this all off on Tarasenko. So the Blues go down 2-1. As I said earlier, the game will be tomorrow in San Jose at 7:15 p.m. Eastern. I don't know how the rest of the fans are feeling, but I'm really frustrated because, you know, the Blues played really well for the first 10 to 12 minutes of the game and looked really good. They really did. But it just seems like they'll play good for a few shifts, and then they make a stupid mistake. They allow an odd man rush. And an odd man rush, a lot of times, most of the time, your goalie's not going to win. And a puck's going to go in. And the Blues have just given up too many of those in the series. They're not getting enough time in the San Jose zone. And, you know, you've seen some of that in the first two series. But at least in the first two series, when they were in the zone and got opportunities, they were able to put the puck in the net. Let's hope the Blues can win game four. Because if they don't, folks, I think this is going to be a done. Because I just don't see the Blues beating San Jose in three straight. Is it possible? Yeah, it is possible. But they'd have to be on their game, top of their game, for three straight games. And, you know, I'm hoping the Blues can come back and tie it. I have faith that they can do it. Let's hope they can do it. I want to thank everybody for joining me today on the Drop Podcast. It's been great. I hope everyone joins me every time, and I will normally have these shows the day after a Blues win or loss, so please join me. You can also follow us on the Drop Podcast at Twitter, which is official The Drop. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDropPodcast. You can also find our YouTube videos to search up The Drop Podcast, and we should be the first couple buttons that show up. You can find us also, if you can't find us there, by going to the filter and hit the channel filter and put back in The Drop Podcast, and you will find our YouTube videos where Logan, my co-host, and I will actually go through the video highlights of the game and give our perspective on the game. And we'd really appreciate you guys to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks again for downloading these episodes on ShoutEngine.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. I greatly appreciate it. I want to see everybody back on Sunday, hopefully after a Blues victory. Have a great rest of your Friday. Have a great weekend, and let's go Blues.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name.